This is Techfluencer Talk, a podcast that brings together tech geeks from all different verticals of technology into one space. This podcast of influencers will share thoughts, stimulate, and educate your mind on some of the latest innovations while keeping the technology chat simple. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Techfluencer Talk, where we keep technologies simple. With me today, I got a special guest, Danny Ramos, partner of Intelligent Automation. Danny, welcome to our studios. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, Hugo, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
It's awesome. And you know what? When I thought of this topic, I knew how important it was to get you in here. So I greatly appreciate you coming in and taking the ride out here. And we are talking all about cybersecurity for the home. First and foremost, we all know and watched the news, hackers, cybersecurity, and the importance of it. Tell me in a short few words, what is cybersecurity?
Well, basically, cybersecurity is the practice of securing data information for your end user. Cybersecurity was born out of the need and necessity from the government and from large businesses. When people talk about cybersecurity, they seem to only think of businesses, the government, you know, all these really high-end corporate environments. But let's be honest, with today's day and age, cybersecurity needs to filter down to your everyday user because Absolutely. It's important.
Oh, no doubt on that, Dan. And you know what? Listen, let's face it. Corporate America, we're all used to like the corporations, right? Always worrying about the security. But the importance of this topic is cybersecurity is critical for your home, especially now that so many people are working virtual.
Absolutely.
So let's keep it down. Let's break this down and keep it simple.
Sure.
First and foremost, it all begins with internet at home, right? It starts with a router. Cable company comes in, they put that black box there, the router, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got internet.
It's that magical, mystical connection.
Ooh. So let me ask you though, what? So the cable company comes in, they make the connection, they leave, and little Johnny fires up his tablet. You know, mom and dad get on Netflix. What did they forget to do? What is the first thing they should be thinking about when that cable company comes in and says, hey, listen, you're good to go on the internet now?
First thing they need to do is they need to change that password.
Okay.
Because let's face it. Yeah, the cable company dropped that off. And yeah, it's a secure password. But that installer has that password. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, the cable company has that password, which means it's accessible to anybody from the cable company.
So what about, okay, so you change out the password, right? Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact, a lot of times we talk about getting other layers of security involved, especially within that router. Not only changing the password, but creating different networks. Like people come over, right?
Right.
And you want them to use your network. They want to hop on, whether it's the Wi-Fi or whatever it may be, right. But you want to keep them outside of the family network, right or wrong?
That is absolutely correct.
And what do you create?
So essentially what you want to do is you want to create what is called a guest network in your
home. Exactly. And so with a guest network, what is that actually doing? You're creating something where it's keeping them what? Outside?
So essentially what a guest network is a box within your home. So think of your home being a regular box.
Yeah.
All your information, your family, photos, your bills, your data, your important stuff is within this box.
Yep.
But people come over from time to time and they need to get on your network. They need to get connectivity because they're doing something.
Sure.
Whether it's a service person, little Johnny's playing Xbox with his friends, yep, or what have you. You want to create what is called a virtual network or a guest network so that anybody who needs to get on, they get put in this box. And they can only stay and see the information within the box. And essentially, they can't see anything because even if you have multiple people, they can't see each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like individual boxes of people within this box, mm-hmm, within a larger box of your home.
Now, silly question, Danny.
Right. Shoot.
Speeds. Do they receive the same amount of speeds as within the network of the home?
Well, you can set it up that way, or mm-hmm, you can do what is known as limiting bandwidth or slowing down their connection. And by doing that, you secure the fact that you have the full rights to all the bandwidth that you pay for,
yep,
and you limit what other people can use for connections. So if little Johnny's playing video games and he wants to stream on Twitch, or your daughter's doing a YouTube party, they're not consuming all the bandwidth. So absolutely. When mom or dad's got to get on, pay bills, dad's got a conference call, he can still enjoy the services that he pays for, that he yep. has to use, without having to worry about others consuming all the bandwidth, causing issues.
You know, one thing I'm always well aware, and I'm sure all the listeners, they understand that when they're home and they fire up their cell phone or maybe turn on a laptop, they're picking up everybody's wireless network, all your neighbors.
Absolutely.
What is something that you should be doing as soon as that cable company leaves? Aside from changing out your password, right? You should be changing out your wireless name, correct?
That's correct. You should be changing out what is known as your SSID or your wireless name.
And what's your SSID?
Your SSID is how your devices find the network.
It's important. I mean,
absolutely.
People at home don't realize how easy it actually is to get on different networks. I mean, listen, the average person, you know, is not going to be able to hack into someone's network, but it is fairly easy. I'll give you a couple examples. All right. Mary goes over to play with her friend at her neighbor's house, brings over her Xbox.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden she gets connection to the internet, but it's not so secure. They just opened it up and now they expose the internal network to the outside. Now, listen, odds are nothing's going to happen, but you have opened up a great possibility to risk.
Absolutely. And think of it this way. Think of prime example. Yeah, Mary brought over her Xbox,
yep.
but her brother's sitting there. You know what? He wants to download the latest song from Eminem
yeah.
or what have you. So yeah. he goes to these sites called torrent sites. And essentially, he's connecting his computer
to a network,
to a whole network of other
global
computers.
Networks.
Right. And you don't know, what's in these files that he's downloading.
No, absolutely.
Let alone who's watching. Because me as an evil hacker, I'll get you the latest Eminem album.
Sure.
And while I'm at it, here's what we call a Trojan or a backdoor access connection that's going to provide me all the information about your home's environment.
Absolutely. Great point, Danny. And listen, one thing to our listeners out there, please don't ever get fooled by names. You're going to find files and you're going to access different applications on the internet that seem like they're friendly. But we're going to get into that about understanding also what type of sites you should be avoiding. But let's take that box. We're going right back to that cable box and we're trying to talk about security. There's something called a firewall. There's other equipment you can add to your network as another layer, like a gateway. Danny, explain the difference for first and foremost of a firewall that already might be located within the router.
Sure.
Or the modem that they came home and installed.
And that's a very good point. Cybersecurity is all about layering your protection. And the cable companies provide these cable modems, and essentially they provide residents and homeowners the ability to have a single box, a single point of connectivity. They provide you with a router, which actually makes a connection to the internet.
Yep.
Because it's built into that actual cable modem. And I know we're throwing around a bunch of words here, like modems, routers, and firewalls.
Black box that the cable company installed.
Yes, the evil black box. But this black box essentially is doing the job of three things. The cable modem or the modem itself is how it connects to the internet. The router is how it tells, hey, when I have a device, connect it and send it out through this internet connection. And then the firewall is that last line of defense behind the router that says, okay, you're permitted in and you're permitted out, but you're not. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is traffic. Things like web traffic, emails, streaming content, social media, that all comes through cable modem, past the router piece, through the firewall. And the firewall is what dictates what is allowed in, and more importantly, what's allowed out.
Excellent point. So let's just kind of summarize what we just covered. Cable company comes in. You know, whether it's a Verizon, a Optimum, Cable One company, whatever part of the country you live in, they come in, they install that black box. What are we looking at? We're looking at a piece of equipment where we need to constantly do firmware updates, change out the wireless name on the router, make a password complex.
Yes.
We could get into that next. We're going to create a guest network, and we're going to activate firewalls in that router.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's just throw a little more into this mix here.
Sure.
Everybody's working virtual. Everybody's studying at home. You know, little by little, I understand people are going to get back to school and people are going to get back to corporate America. But for the time being, laptops, computers, and tablets. What do we do with these devices?
Got to secure them.
Absolutely.
You know? And it comes back to that whole layered approach. You know how you've heard the expression, less is more?
Correct.
Well, in this case, more is better.
Okay.
And if you think about it, there are things that you can do to help mitigate crisis, mitigate risk, mm-hmm. and mitigate hackers and takeover.
So what do you do? What do you recommend you do? So you have a brand new laptop. You just picked it up at the mall. You're coming home. You fire that up. The first thing you're thinking about is getting on the internet.
Right.
That's a given.
Well, the first thing, honestly, that's what everybody's, oh, yeah, I'll connect and I'll do all this other stuff later. But honestly, the first thing that everybody should consider doing is putting a strong password.
What about firewalls?
Absolutely. You should turn on your firewall immediately. Most of the time, the firewall is on.
So now we're talking about a firewall located where, Danny?
Located directly within the operating system of your laptop. It doesn't matter if it's a Windows device or a Mac.
Just wanted to clarify that for our listeners, because originally we're talking about the actual cable TV router box, the modem. Now we're actually at the device that you're used to using, whether it's a laptop, a computer, a tablet, the firewall. All devices have a firewall built in.
Yes.
You should activate them. What about software, antivirus?
Absolutely. That's key. That's going to help prevent malicious code from actually taking over your device, making sure that it's safe. These days, people have a tendency of opening up emails. Oh, look, 70% off Macy's today. Yeah. Within the next 3 hours, if you don't click it, you'll miss the greatest sale ever. Oh, my gosh, let's do it.
Yeah. And obviously, the importance of protecting that laptop.
Absolutely.
To the outside with a password, right? A complex password. Listen, one thing that's a challenge, and I don't know if you recommend anything, but one challenging thing is that everything today requires, passwords, more sophisticated, right? Characters, capital letters, symbols, whatever it may be. The thing is keeping up with all these passwords. Anything you recommend? Because I'll tell you right now, I must have at least 11 different passwords, and I have one hell of a time trying to remember all of them.
11. Huh, I wish I only had 11. I'll be honest with you, Hugo. As I've gotten older and as we all do, I don't have that mental capacity to remember all these passwords.
Yeah.
That's why I rely on a password manager.
Okay.
All right. And essentially, without it, I'd be lost.
Yeah. Now, how safe are these password managers?
They're fantastic.
Like, name a few, just out of curiosity. If I were to wanting to log on, or our listeners want to log on and open up an account.
Ones I would absolutely recommend would be things like LastPass.
Okay.
Or NordPass.
Okay.
Both great solutions with free options.
Awesome.
And the reason why they're so great is because, again, they store your information, they encrypt it, or they lock it down with a very strong encryption key code that only you know. Everything is encrypted by you before it goes anywhere.
That's awesome.
To their site. And another good feature about it is these password managers also help to generate extremely effective passwords.
What about your Google accounts? Like, we run Googles a lot here, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you go into your bank account, right? And you always say, save the username, which I know is a big no-no. And then all of a sudden, the password sometimes remembers. The Google remembers everything.
Yes, Google Should remembers everything.
And is listening to everything. But anyway, listen, aside from that, should we be using that Google Save password?
Personally, no.
No.
And
why would you say that, Danny?
For the simple fact being that if I'm a hacker and I happen to gain access to your Google account, because it is possible.
Absolutely right.
You now have the ability to access all those passwords. But there's something we could do to protect that.
Okay, like?
We can use what is known as a two-factor authentication.
You see more and more of that today.
Yes.
Now, is that the one that, you fill out the first password, the second one is going to be a text to the cell phone?
Well, there's a couple of ways. So there's a text to the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's also what is known as time-based authentication. And generally what that is that that scrolling six-digit number on an application that pops up on your phone.
Okay.
So it's an app you download, and you scan what is known as a QR code or a quick read code, and it generates this code every minute, and it's synced with your device and with the cloud, because everything goes back to the cloud.
You know what, Danny, just out of curiosity, there's so many applications out there now, like even the cell phones and tablets, where they have facial recognition or thumbprint recognition. Do you recommend that as security?
Yes, I do.
Good. Also, when you're browsing, many times we tend to activate what's called a VPN. as another layer of security. So talk to me first off, what is VPN? How do we use it at home?
Sure. So VPN, or virtual private network, essentially takes your traffic and encrypts that traffic that you send out through the internet.
And how easy is it? What, do you download something to the laptop? Does it already have it? Do you create it? Is it part of maybe the gateway that you install?
So there are services out there that you can actually subscribe to.
Okay.
And essentially download their application to either your mobile phone, your tablet, your computer. And essentially, when you're going to surf the internet or the interwebs, you turn it on and it encrypts that traffic, encrypts that data, and it provides some layer of protection.
Okay.
But there's a drawback.
What's that?
The drawback to using VPNs are a lot of times you can't. 99% of the times, most banking services will not authorize
to go
purchases
through.
Because they don't know where the traffic's coming from.
That's right.
The other thing is there are certain sites like Amazon, for example, when you go to make a purchase and you're using VPN, it won't work as effectively.
Got it. Very important. One other thing I want to bring out to everybody's attention is, how do we secure the internet? Meaning, how do we surf securely on the internet? You know, it's important because most people, they're given a link sometimes, and we tend to click on that link. It comes through many apps, through SMS, WhatsApp, text, any type of device. Sometimes it comes right over your email, correct?
That's
you
correct.
Click on it, it opens it up, and you start reading. But the things you need to pay attention to is really, is that link secure? How do I identify if a link is secure?
Well, first things first, if you don't know where a link's coming from.
Yeah, don't open it.
Don't
please.
Open it, please. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
But secondly, when you look at the link, before you click on it, read the very first part of that link.
What do you mean, like the HTTP?
Correct. So any link that provides, that starts with HTTP is not a secure link. And what I mean by that is it doesn't have an SSL certificate or an encryption certificate associated with that website.
Great point.
And what that means to you as a user is that if you have to type in things like your username, password, credit cards, date of birth, social security, and any personally identifiable information is going over clear text. And what that means is, imagine typing out your name on a document or signing a piece of paper with a pen. It's all clear. Anyone who's looking over can see that. It's contextual.
Absolutely.
Whereas if it's encrypted, it shows up as gibberish.
Amazing. I don't mean to frighten the entire world and all our listeners here, but really, cybersecurity is a critical point, which is why we decided to talk about it on this episode, especially because so many people today are working from home. So many students are doing their home education now. And many times we just take it for granted that we have internet.
Yeah.
And all we really care about are speeds, right? I mean, that's everything now. It comes down to the speeds, which equates to the bandwidth that the cable company is giving you.
People don't tend to look at the security.
Yeah.
They just want to get on. They want to get...
Listen, and the reason...
They want their cat videos.
Absolutely. The cat videos is right. No, listen, you got a great point because, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, it's such a critical factor to an entire network, but we as homeowners sometimes overlook it. And we all know about it, like we've heard about it, we know the dangers of it, but we just don't know how to do all these little things, right?
Right.
And I know that's one of the services Intelligent Automation provides, and we're going to get into that. I'm also going to share all the links. But before we wrap up this episode, I'm going to throw more into this mix, because today there's something called IoT, the Internet of Things. Danny, what is IoT?
Sure. So the Internet of Things is anything and everything that's connected to your network environment, whether it's thermostats, whether it's She Who Must Not Be Named, Alexa, the Google HomePod or Home Assistant, the Apple Home Assistant pods, door locks, Bluetooth, your garage door opener.
Doorbells,
yes, thank you. Surveillance cameras.
Absolutely right.
And, you know, just going off on a little tangent here, not too long ago, there was this really bad hack or intrusion where there were a bunch of guys from a well-known company, we're not going to mention names, that were actually talking to a baby through one of these cameras.
Yeah.
And the parents freaked out, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so, absolutely.
Because that's an invasion, an intrusion into your privacy, you know?
It's scary. Listen, it's why it's so important to be thinking about all these things we're going through. Now, we're breaking it down kind of step by step, and we're keeping it at a very high level without getting too techie about this, right?
Right.
Which is our goal here at Techfluencer Talk. And it's so imperative that we understand. But what I would like to do, Danny, is actually, as a homeowner, right? Mm-hmm. Say I'm not a tech person. Okay. Right. How do we begin to even think about security for my home? Now, can they reach out to your company? Can they do like a free assessment? Do you go out and do home calls? How does this whole thing work, Danny?
Sure. So the first thing we're going to say is, after this conversation we've had today, stop and take a breath. All hope is not lost. All right. The second thing I'm going to say is, absolutely, we'd be more than happy to work with your listeners. Love to have conversations. And just for users today, for anybody listening, for anybody who uses the code Techfluencer Talk, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
We will provide them a free consultation.
I love it. I hope everybody just heard that. The word free.
Absolutely.
So what do you do? What does this entail? I just want to understand. So what do you do? You log in, you talk to the customer.
We'll reach out to your customers. We'll set up a time, schedule a call, and we'll set up a session where we'll log in.
Okay.
And we'll look at their environment virtually.
Okay.
See what's going on, make some recommendations. Heck, we'll even do a mini security assessment right over the phone.
Wow. For free.
For free.
I hope you're listening to this, because I love that word free.
F-R-E-E. Free.
Remember the promo code. It's Techfluencer Talk. And now, if I was happy with this assessment, Danny, what's the next step? What do I buy? What do I pay? Like, how does this work? Meaning, what do you come in? You go into my system. You start creating extra passwords, firewalls, gateways. What exactly does the next level of service entail? I just want everybody to be clear on this.
Sure. So the next thing we would do is we would actually have a conversation and talk about bringing your end users and your folks who listen to the podcast and put them on managed services. All right. We would essentially help secure their devices, secure their network, provide them with a managed antivirus and managed security.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
As well as a 24/7 help desk.
So something goes wrong in my house,
they could call
day or night.
Anytime.
Anytime. And remotely?
They will remotely assist them.
Okay.
And if it's something that they can't help and support, we will come out and help them with that.
Awesome. Again, Techfluencer Talk is the promo code. You're going to get a free assessment up front. And then Dan and I, we agreed to give everybody, should you take that next step for managed services through intelligent automation, a $25 off. Am I right?
That is correct.
You're committing me now. I'm committing you.
Absolutely.
All right. You've heard it here on Techfluencer Talk. Danny, as we wrap up, any last bit of advice that you want to give to our audience on cybersecurity?
Back up your documents, back up your data.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even touch upon that. That is critical.
Yes. Make sure that you know the links that you're going to.
Yep.
Watch your children. It's important. Make sure you understand where they're going.
Very important, people.
And if you don't know, don't be afraid to talk to them and ask.
Great, great advice. Danny, thank you so much for joining us at Techfluencer Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Greatly appreciate it. And to all our listeners out there, ask away. Check out the links I'm going to provide for you. And remember, Techfluencer Talk is going to be the promo code for a free assessment and also for $25 off the network plan that you would put in place.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make it even better.
What's that?
We're going to take not only $25 off,
okay,
but we'll take $25 off any service per hour.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Everybody just heard this live here, Techfluencer Talk, and this is going to be Danny Ramos and Hugo, and we are checking out.
Thank you.
Thank you.